Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Kuf Beis, begin Nomen Alf, begin with Tez Dere Masel, this begins with the Gemara, Seifa, Son, Lachta, Umisna, the Seifa is coming to say a specific case of this Lachta, Umisna. Tez can explain that, what's the ratio talking about? As we learn in the Mishnah, someone throws, and after they recall when they left their hand that it's Shabbos, and then it mentions as if it's one case that if someone else, or a dog, or a fire caught it, it's going to be Pata because there was no Hanacha. So the Gemara sounds like if Hanacha was going to be Chaim. But why? The Sefer says that at the beginning and end was in Mishkog, is not Chayav Bechatas. And here, he recalled before it landed, so it wasn't Sefer Mishkog. So Rav Kahana answers that the Sefer is coming, as a Tezer Masel is talking about, Lalachta Umisna, which is a type of a bent piece of wood, which they attach the rings of the flasks of the wine, which are hanging on either side of the animal, in these with these ropes. And when someone throws this, since it's attached with a rope, when he recalls it at Shabbos, after he threw it and doesn't take it back, that's going to be sefer b'mezid, and b'mezid, you're not going to be chayav b'chatos. That's a tesis of a ratio, but the ratio which says that only specifically if it doesn't land, then he's going to be potter. That's my b'loy lachta misna. That's without this thing, that's this hook with a rope. And therefore, you're going to be chayav once it leaves your hand. And says tesis, but therefore the truth is really, even if you don't remember, you can be potter. And the real reason is keeping shekal to kelab in this friends, because he never did anacha, because the dog was, or the fire caught it. So then, v'had anacha niska. Then why you mentioned the idea about remembering? The remembering doesn't do anything, because it's not attached to the person. There's no rope over here. And that's just tais lash me'inon. That's coming to tell you chiddush. Now, fila b'niska, it's coming to say that even though you remembered, that's not sufficient to examine. Dafka kol to kelab in this of a potter, specifically of a dog or the fire caught it, then you can be potter mishum b'le anacha, because it didn't have a hanacha. Because since his action was completed once it left his hand, it's going to be considered obeshagi, even though he recalls before it lands, because he can't pull it back anymore, and therefore he's going to be potter to say, even though he had the schir, that's not the reason that exempts him, it's only because he never did hanacha. In contrast to the sefer, like we said, because there, up until the end, it still depended on his shkago omezi, because he can still pull it back, because he still has a rope. The next Tosef Masechta begins with the Gemara. Lama Rava, rather Rava says, "B'maver." It's regarding transporting it. Which Tosef asks, "Why did the Mishnah have to say at all this halacha about making chabur?" That is, we learn in the Mishnah, if someone throws an object on Rosh Hashanah by mistake on Shabbos, and he remembers after left his hand, and then someone else, a dog or a fire, catches it, give me pata. So the Gemara makes the dig. Sounds like, if it would land on the ground, it'd be chayav. The Gemara says, wait a second, the Sefer says, but it has to be chalasai bishkaga and sefer bishkaga. And that Rabbi says, the Sefer, that's saying that if it's bemezid at the end, it's going to be potter. That's talking about where, as our Tezid Maskel is saying, when you carried it down on Mishra's Rabbi, then you could stop, then that's considered significant. Your recollection, your consciousness of it is considered amazing, and they're going to be potter. Tezid explains, now, bahu dechabur. What's with the middle case of the Mishnah? Regarding if someone throws something to inflict a wound on someone, and after it leaves his hand, before it hits the guy, he remembers that he's going to be potter, says Taisis, that case is Ari Balachto Misna. Let's talk about where he throws with this hook, with this piece of rope. Oh, so there, if he remembers, since it's not Tchelase B'Shaigig B'Seifa B'Shaigig, since he remembers the middle, so he's going to be potter. Because if we're talking about where it already left his hand, so then it would be considered shagog, and then he would be chayav b'chatas. Now, but then Tay says, okay, so that explains the case of chabur. But the angry yidei lama hutruk lashmeina hid chabur. He doesn't know why we even have to say this case, this halacha of making a wound. Because mali chabur, mali mavur, what's the difference about inflicting a wound or transporting dalam shas rab, which we just explained, that's what the case of the Sefer is coming to say. They're both the same idea, that since you could stop in the middle and you don't, so it's not considered shagog, and therefore you're going to be put from b'chatas. Also, according to Rabbi, that he says in the conclusion of the Gemara, that there's two different halachas mentioned in the Mishnah. One is if you remember after lifting the hand, or even if you didn't remember, but a dog caught it or a fire did, you can be potter. Again, my Tana, hid chabur. Why do we have to say the middle case of inflicting a wound? But keeping the Tana hazarik v'niska potter. Once you already mentioned it, you throw and you remember that you're going to be potter, even though it already left your hand, but it has to be tchalasim mesevi v'shkaga. So the same thing goes over here. Whatever you threw the projectile, that inflicting a wind, the Maish, no, what would be the difference between the halacha of carrying and the halacha of being chabura? And Tosis does not answer that question. Tosis, we continue next to the Masechta, begin to words the Gemara of Asher, he says, Chasur Mechzer B'chulu, that word's missing, and this is how it's supposed to say, etc. Which Tosis can explain, you don't actually have to add on to the words of the Mishnah. That is, again, we had this question in the Gemara that seemed to be a contradiction in the Rishon and the Sefer. Rav Ashi's approach was chesur mechzur. The word's missing. It's really one case, not like the other rabbi that said it's two different cases. Yes, if you throw something and you remember after you left your hand, and only if the dog or the fire or someone else catching me putter, when did we say that you're going to be putter when you then subsequently forgot again before it landed? But if you didn't forget again, yeah, then you're going to be putter because all chayv chatas is only chayv until you have the beginning and the end b'shkaga. This person who you subsequently forgot before it landed, it would be t'chalas of a sefer b'shkaga, and therefore it's only going to be putter if there's no hanacha because the fire or the dog caught it. Taisa explains, it's not really like as if there's words missing from the Mishnah. The Mishnah Gemayshesh, no, you can keep the words in the Mishnah as it is. Yesh lafarshkin, you can still explain that he remembered after he left his hand, which was in the middle of the throwing, and at that point he remembered, then subsequently forgot. Like the lafarsh is just to explain that Kama Balash Khazur Mechsa, we said in this terminology, oh, as if there's words missing, but really, so to say, it's not really that actually that there are any words missing in the text of the Mishnah. Then it says the Master begins with the Gemara B'nai. Now, what's the case told me? Ibizarik, if he's throwing it, Shaikiku, says Shaikik. Chase explained what's the Gemara's question. There's a Gemara brought a Machlekes. Someone is transporting in Rishon Sarab two Amas B'Shaikik, then remembered it Shabbos for two Amas, which are B'Bezit. And then the last two Amas, of the six Amas, he forgot them as B'Shegi. So Rabbi says he's Patim. Because even according to Gamliel, that says, that if you do Malacha and Tu'alam is going to be Chayiv, that's specifically when your end of your Malacha was B'Shegi. But over here, when you finish your Malacha, which was Dalet Amas, was B'Mezid. Because the middle two Amas were B'Mezid. So on that, the Gemara asks, wait a second, what's the case talking about? If you're throwing it in the airspace, which this tastes different Maskel, well, then when it actually lands, it's the last two Amas is B'Shegi. Taisa explains, even though when it finished the Shir of Dal Amas and Shutzer Rab B'mezid Gomar, the middle two Amas when it was in the airspace, it already went Dalet Amas. It was deliberate. But explains Taisa, still, given the B'tchil is Rikav Shagi, when you started throwing it, it was by mistake. And at that point, you really can't pull it back. Ubanacha, and the second half of your Malacha, which when it gets placed, Nami Shagu, at that point, you forgot again. So from the beginning to the end, it was all B'shkaga. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that it would be considered, even according to Gamliel, different, because over there, we're saying that that's the Gemara's question. That's why it has to be talking about Maver. With Maver, you could stop. Therefore, it would be considered B'mezid. Whereas by Zayrik, that's the Gemara's question, then it's also going to be the same thing like Gamliel. That's Chalasa B'Shkaga and also Saif B'Shkaga, even though in mid-space it was with B'mezid, but it doesn't make a difference because it's already out of your hand. So for that Kira, it doesn't make a difference. And Hanach was again B'Shagi. Next taste the master begins with Amar Rabba. Rabba says Zark Befi Kalev. If you throw it into the mouth of the dog, taste explains what the girsa is. Because Rabba said if you throw an object in Rishon Sarab and it lands in the mouth of a dog or in the furnace, you're going to be chay. That's what the Gemara asked from the Halacha of our Mishnah. One thing says taste Loigers in the Benocha Befi Kalev. The girsa is not like we have in our Gemara that it landed in the mouth of a dog. Because the Nocha Mashma Atom, the word that it landed, sounds like that it just happened to have landed over there. But it was not precise that he was throwing it for that mouth of a dog. As we find in Amr Bichanan, the Perikama on Daf Hey Malav, that he says, Zark Chayfet, Benachle Techil de Shachaber. He says, if you're throwing an object and it falls into the hand of his friend, Chayfet can be Chayfet. Master Gibbing Mur concludes the Kamashim on what the Chiddush has come to say. Even though he did not make it that he didn't specify in his head that he wants it to land over there, but still, Yod de Shachaber is considered Mokum Dal, it's considered Mokum Chashim. So you see that the word Benach sounds like it just happened to have landed. Oh, and that's his study. He says, here you cannot have that girsa because Vachacha Master, Gedik Mar concludes that actually Dukam Bacham, the whole halach is we're saying that actually why it's different than the halach of the Mishnah because he did have in mind. Machshavti Meshav Lemakam, and it's his thought that he wants it to be able to make it into a significant irrigum that really it's not. So therefore, obviously, you cannot have the girsa of the Nacha because it's not just happened to be, actually, it was precisely that he aimed for it to be Befi Kelev or Befi Kivshin. Kinek says, the Master begins towards the Gemara, Rebbe, I mean, he says, and he says Shabbos. If we're Shabbos, and he carried in his mouth, etc., which you can be have another liability. Which place can explain why does he pick that it was Shabbos? That is, the Gemara brought a Mishnah with a Machlekes regarding you could have someone eat one kezayis, you could have four chatois and one Hashem Me'ilis. Then, on that, Remeir adds on, he says, oh, there's actually another liability you could have. If it's Yom Kippurim, that's on Shabbos too, and he takes out the food in his mouth, it's Mechayev for Shabbos too. So, Pishbuk, when Rashi explains, why are you mentioning Shabbos? What do you mean? You can't do Malacha on Yom Kippurim either. Because the Mishum Yemi Kippurim, Mechad, no, because of the Yemi Kippurim, which is necessary for one of the other liabilities that's mentioned in the Gemara, that you wouldn't be Chayim, because the Ein Eiriv Yotzei Yemi Kippurim, there's no idea of Eiriv and carrying outside on Yemi Kippurim, and therefore you have to mention that to be violating Hitzah with carrying in your mouth because of Chavs, which Taisa says, well, Havi Maskan Hachi, that's actually not the conclusion of the Gemara with it. Because the Perak Amrulai, which increased the Vidal Menalv, the Nitchu Devi Rafim Shem Mefarishkin. Actually, the words of Rafim, who said this, was actually rejected. And Rav just says, Taisa Masik, the Gemara concludes the Nakar Chavis, why is it picked specifically that it was Chavis? It's the Laharbis, but Chatais, just to increase the liabilities of Achatas, Ulachaiva asked Mishem Shabbos Yemi Kippurim to be Chayv, not only because Yemi Kippurim, which yes, you would be Chayv Fayyar Vetzah, but to make another liability of even of Shabbos, and therefore Remeir mentions Im Ha'isa Shabbos, but really would be if Yom Kippurim itself also to be liable. He didn't continue next Tezim, the Tezim begins with the Gemara, which this continue on the same theme, by Tzibafiv, and Remeir said, and you carry it on your mouth, Chayiv, that's going to be another liability. Tezim explained that where is the Hanocha, and so therefore how could there be an added liability? And that is, because like we said, the Tanakhama said, four Chatois, one Hashem Ilis. Remeir says, you can be chayv for haitzah too. Taisa explains that it sounds like for the act of the eating, which is what we're coming to say, that you can be chayv for all these liabilities, for that act of eating, you also be chayv for haitzah. And that Taisa explains, yes, kulu b'havi adodikah, so they're all happening at the same time. When you swallow, which is the chayv for all the liabilities of eating something forbidden, is the placing of the food. Where avavish mahalach, even though the person is walking, but still, the isser of the achil is when you swallow, that act of eating is also the chiv of the haitzah, which you did in Akira and Shosa Yachad, you're doing the hanacha when you actually swallow it. Because I mean, like the Gemara says, napeyam and av, kisibas zian nechasim, when you're walking and you're writing, the writing is the placing on the paper on the wall. That's the same thing here, the swallowing is the placing. Now says Taisa, but babak of the people of Malabiyud, how could that be the hanacha, although the person's mouth is above 10 tefachim from the ground? Vein erachav dal, it's not 4 tefachim wide. So that then, so how could you have a hanacha? That's says Taisa, batal hu agav b'shus harab. Because the person's mouth is secondary to the b'shus harab. That is, since the person's body is in the b'shus harab, so it's like as if you meet the hanacha in the b'shus harab, not in an exempt area. And v'loy dami l'bukhi b'iriyah, this is not similar to the spool of the, by the shed, of the curtains, which is the vessel that you have the reed, which the threads of the warp threads are in it, and you throw it between the walls of the urea, which is when you throw the web thread between the warp threads. Dumresh Pirkin the Gemara says Napsadig Vamad Bez Dibamakum Petrokaz, let's go in the exempted area. In other words, we say that it's not considered part of Rosh Hashanah. And since this does not have a width of four tefachim, therefore, it's a makam tour. So, and that says, bother, why don't we say there it's also batla agar b'shus harab? And that someone throws over there, you should be able to learn that the halacha of a dalet amos. That's what says, no. That's a makam kviyas havetfei. There it's a more permanent area of the ureus, and therefore, since it never moves, you don't say it's batla b'shus harab. Rather, it's going to be like its own area, which is a makam tour. But here is v'dama l'traskel. This is the case we're discussing. Person's mouth is similar to the basket. Num parakam that we said in the first paragraph of Haman Aleph. Someone sticks a beam in Shus Harab on the top is a basket, and someone throws on top is Gemichayim. The Gemara says over there that specifically above 10 tefachim. But the lamatam yud have Shus Harab. Beneath 10 tefachim it's like Shus Harabim. Ah, b'hocho, but here I feel lamalam yud. But here, even above 10 tefachim, batal agav Shus Harab. It's secondary to the Shus Harabim, since, like we said, it's not permanent. So therefore, it's going to be the hanocha in Shus Harab. Additionally, Ba'ed Taisa says a proof that a person is not considered like his own domain, and it's considered like he's bottled to Rosh Hashanah, because the Mabel, the Malam Yod, we know that someone that carries above 10 Tefachim is Kilamata, like carrying within Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it's considered like he's playing it in Rosh Hashanah. Like we know, although generally above 10 Tefachim is not Rosh Hashanah, but we said on Daf Tzadi Zayin, if you carry above 10 Tefachim, you're going to be Chayiv. So therefore you see above 10 Tefachim, and the person is like beneath, it's like his feet that's grounded on the ground is considered bottled to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore that's why you can be chayv for swallowing it. It's as if it landed in Rosh Hashanah. Hanu l'chazarik, we shall return to the 11th parak of Masechta Shabbos with Taisvis Parak Hazarik, which spoke primarily about the laws of Zarik, of throwing something in Rosh Hashanah regarding the laws of Itzah and Shabbos.